You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Speaking of money, before we go on and do anything else, for probably 20 years on this show, we have done something called the Snow Bet, where we each throw a dollar into the pot, and we pick a guess of when we think Denver will get its first measurable snow. You're invited to play along. Obviously, you can't throw your money into our pool, but if you want to do it in your office or at home or whatever, it's great fun. Here's the way our rules work. It has to be measurable snow. In other words, at the airport, they will say, even if it's like 0.01 inch or something, as long as it is measurable snow at DIA. So if it's snowing in Golden, but it doesn't snow at DIA, no money.
Yep. All right. Okay. And, you know,
it's the only way you can do it.
What?
Emily.
We all know if it snows
in
Denver.
Thank you.
We all know.
Thank you. Like, we get so many Facebook messages, yeah, emails from
snow.
Everybody. It's like, you guys, it's snowing in Parker. It's like, oh.
No, sorry, not at the airport.
Yeah. It has to be official because it's the National Weather Service. So that's the way we do it. So everybody has turned their dollar in, and I now have, I have not seen everybody's guesses. They've handed it to me in wadded up little pieces of paper. So here we go. The first one I'm opening is... Jeremy, you're such a jerk.
Did you say September 8th?
I originally had September 8th down, but
what'd
I put? We're in a drought.
December 29th.
December 29th.
Oh, you're going late.
You know what? You could win it.
We're in a drought.
Oh, Jeremy. December, I know.
It's a dry climate.
Global warming.
That's good. That's funny, actually. You could win because it's whoever's closest.
Oh. Wait, without going over, right? Or what?
No, it's... Emily is going November 9th.
Whoa, yep. Late again.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the weather.
It's a drought.
Yeah,
dry
it's a drought.
Climate.
November 9th.
We're in a desert.
We're in
No, and usually Halloween, what do they say? Oh, it always snows
it
in Denver on Halloween.
Didn't
last year. Not this year.
What's the next one I'm opening is mine. And I have October 22nd.
Really?
Oh. October 22nd.
We could get it this month, Em.
And... Mm-hmm. Chris picked October 22nd.
I know. Why did you copy me?
This has happened every single year since I got on the show.
Oh.
All right. I'll
pick a time.
I'll change mine.
You guys have
you can't, change because you got all these others that you can base it on.
Plus, I did an illustration on my
Let
bet,
her change
just
it.
So you know.
No, you have to pick a time.
Just go a day
it's
earlier.
It's a Saturday.
Do you want me to pick a day earlier? Or do you want to pick a day earlier?
Well,
or
the rule is that it's so the earlier or later part doesn't matter, right? Like, for
what
example,
I'm saying is if you pick a day earlier, if you go the 21st, anytime up to the 21st, you're going to win because you're going to be closer.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want, I'll pick the 21st, which I'll let you ladies choice here. Do you want to keep yours and make me change, or do you
I'll change mine?
You're going to change to the 21st,
too early. Yeah.
Okay.
Chris is October 21.
It's your funeral.
I think you just lost $3.
Okay, December 29th.
We're in a drought.
All right.
You're
not dreaming of a white Christmas?
So,
there
we
New
go.
Year's.
Snow bet for 2016, our 20th year, I think, to do it. So, good luck, everybody.
Thank you.
$4 is on the line. So the only reason I'm going to bring this up, because I realize there's a large percentage of audience that will go, who, what? But this album still sells like a million copies a year, and it came out almost 40 years ago. They've decided they're going to turn Meat Loaf's Bat Out of Hell into a stage musical.
That would work. And I have that CD.
Of course you do.
That compact disc.
Yes, I think a ton of people do.
For one song.
Which one? Paradise with the Dashboard Lights? That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one.
Is that the one? No, he did Bat Out of the Hell too, didn't he?
Oh, maybe that's one.
I would do anything for love.
So is that on the second one?
That's on the follow up.
Oh, I don't have the first one then. That one's garbage.
total trash.
I have a friend of mine, honest to God, who got pulled over on the highway. And she was doing, I think she said she was doing like 85 and a 65 or something like that. And the state patrol guy comes up the window and, you know, license and registration. And says, is there any particular reason she's going that fast? She goes, I have to be honest with you. And she held up the CD case of Bat Out of Hell. Mm-hmm. She goes, when you have this on, she goes, you have to drive fast.
He's all, you're free to go.
He let her off.
Nice.
Meatloaf.
And she said Meatloaf got her out of a ticket because the cop was like, you know,
I feel you, Doug.
When I listen to that, I got to drive fast too. Just try to be careful. Did not give her a ticket because of Bat Out of Hell. So they're going to turn it into a musical.
What's the story behind his name? Is that really his name? Meatloaf? Like, what's the story behind
that? It's on his birth certificate.
Is that really it?
You know, he...
what is the story behind that?
He was supposed to have, like, a show, like, a month ago, and then they had to cancel at the last minute because of, like, chest pains. Remember that? I wonder if he ever got out of those woods.
Too much Meatloaf.
Is Meatloaf alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
The Meatloaf!
The plot of the musical supposedly is described as a romantic adventure about rebellious youth and passionate love set against the backdrop of a post-cataclysmic city adrift from the mainland.
So it's Greece.
Here's why he goes by Meatloaf, because his name is Marvin.
Marvin.
When Marvin Lee a day.
I'd like to know how the Meatloaf came about.
Well,
let's see if there's a wiki story for
Let's
that.
Move on. So,
but then, the Meatloaf.
There's a new study. How many times have you heard people talk about how Facebook is just this black hole? And
it's sadness. Isn't
right,
it? It's sadness book.
That you get in there, you see that all your friends are living wonderful lives.
That's all you hear. I hate it.
You want to jump out a window.
You know, it's like it's one-upmanship, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, this is my vacation photo.
It causes depression.
I hope your real life is as good as your Facebook life makes it out to be.
I was just listening to a podcast yesterday. It was a debate that these sides had on whether or not your smartphone makes you dumb.
Yes.
Was the whole idea. It was an interesting debate back and forth. And they kept mentioning Facebook many times. And that's one of the things they talked about, is that it just makes you stupid. And that also, one person I think touched on the sadness element of it, that you see that and you think, my life is not as wonderful as those people's lives. Well, now hold the phone, because there's a new study that's out that says, wait a minute. Researchers found that Facebook can make you not just happy, but very, very, very happy. They said it can boost happiness in some people to the same levels as getting married or having a baby. The same happiness levels. And I first saw this and I was like, that's stupid. No way.
Then is I dug it when you log off?
I dug a little bit deeper. Oh. They said it has to do with when you post something, the comments, likes, and or messages that come in for that boost your feelings of happiness. So I want you to imagine for a second, you post a photo, Emily. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, everyone, I had a great time at blah, 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 blah. And suddenly, bam, 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 there's like 8 people who like that comment, 2 people who write comment on there, like, oh, and you look great. I love those shoes. And you look so wonderful, blah, blah, blah. They say you can't help it. Your happiness level just surges.
It's an adrenaline rush, kind of.
Because you've been embraced by
they like me.
The public.
They like me. They really,
they really like
me.
Yeah.
Well, how about this story? Hold on. What's this dude's name? Hold on. Let me tell you about my friend Alex on Facebook. Alex, I posted a new profile picture. And, like, you have this problem with profile pictures. It's like you just want to update the picture. You don't want it.
I don't want comments.
Oh, God, we all do.
It goes on everybody's wall, so it says Emily updated it. And so then it's almost like you feel obligated to like it if it's a good picture or whatever. My buddy Alex, never met him in person, just Facebook friends. He likes to go through all of my all of my current posts and memes and inspirational pictures and my new profile picture. And you know how you can react to pictures now?
Yeah.
Yeah, he reacts with a sad face on every single thing.
Like every post, he puts a sad face. I'm going to adopt that. Like, so it's so funny.
My new profile picture, which was professionally taken, like with a crew in a studio by a photographer.
Sad face.
231 likes and then one sad face. Wah, wah, wah.
That's fantastic.
I love this guy.
Thanks,
I love
Alex.
It. That's brilliant.
I feel so happy. It's like, I mean, now that I know what it's like to be married, but apparently this is how good it is.
Not to go back to it again, but why is it that you can't just change your profile picture without it announcing it to everybody?
I know. Can't you hide this?
I wish. The last time I did it, this is why I only change my profile picture like maybe once a year or something, twice a year at most, is because I hate getting all the comments on it.
Yeah,
I'm not
usually snarky.
I'm not fishing for any kind of comment when I change the photo. So just... Right. But you can't, so I did an investigation last time. I must have spent an hour researching. Can you change your profile picture without it being announced?
No is the answer.
No.
And the answer is no, you can't. So you're just going to have to have everyone, you know, and that's why.
To a middle finger.
Can we just tell it like it is? Not everybody, but there are some people who change their profile picture all the time so they can get the, oh, you look so beautiful. Oh, you look great.
Emily, stop what? It. Stop it.
Seriously? What?
Stop it.
Anyway, so if you're wondering, it turns out that Facebook can make you the happiest person in the world if people like your.
Facebook is the devil. Can you, it's just the
done
devil.
And done. I told you I can't wait to shut it down. I cannot wait for the day. Pull the plug.
How many fights and unnecessary feelings and actions just because of stupid Facebook?
I agree mostly, but I do have to say I am that person who has been delighted to reconnect with people who for years were out of my life. And that is the one redeeming. There's so much garbage on there and ridiculous stuff. And all the political stuff is just nuts. But I got to say, there are people that I probably never would have come back into contact with if it
hadn't. Give it time. You'll be sick of them too soon.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.